Republicans are now in complete control of U.S. climate policy for the foreseeable future. And as you just heard in our newscast, here in Washington State, voters rejected Initiative 732. That measure would have created a carbon tax. Climate politics reporter David Roberts told KUOW's David Hyde why many on the left opposed it, even though that put them on the same side as the energy industry.
Almost everybody agrees, in theory, that a carbon tax is a good thing. The question is, what do you do with all the money? The left-leaning groups in Washington State, community of color groups, labor, they want to invest that revenue in their communities and in low-carbon infrastructure. They have a whole giant list of things that they would like to invest in. And we live in a state, Washington, where it's very, very, very hard to come by revenue. So their logic was, if you're going to create this giant new source of revenue, use it for the things we need. Use it to make this a more just and equitable transition to clean energy. So their position was that revenue neutrality is a deal breaker.
What was the political strategic thinking behind that?
Well, this all came out of the failures of climate policy in 2009 and 2010. It failed at the federal level in the form of a climate bill, and it also failed in the Washington legislature in the form of a climate bill. So at that point, the traditional environmental groups, their conclusion was, we can't win this on our own. The environmental movement is not big enough or powerful enough to win these kind of battles on our own. We don't have the power to create the change at the scale needed. So the only way to create that power is through a broad coalition that draws all the left's constituent groups together. And that means sympathetic businesses, it means labor, it means communities of color. But what they found was, if you want to bring all those groups to the table and do climate policy is going to look different than it looks if it's just a bunch of white environmentalists sitting in a room, you know, with wonks and economists coming up with their perfect policy. And that's what we saw go down in Washington, is that sort of that old school wonk centered, economic centered policy versus this very broad, sprawling political coalition, the constituents of whom had their own demands and their own sort of bottom lines.
Okay, so now Donald Trump is president. Republicans are in complete control of Congress, basically, minus the filibuster. So how does that coalition strategy look in 2016, 2017, 2018 and beyond?
Well, I think if you ask the people involved, they would say that the case for that strategy is better than ever. Their position was always, there's not going to be any Republican support. The support you think you're going to get from fiscal conservatives because of this policy you've created is not going to manifest. Republicans are going to oppose this across the board. And in Washington, they turned out to be right. So their strategy is, the only place we can make these kind of changes happen are places where the left is, on its own, strong enough to get it done by itself. And so their model is California. Their model is California, where Democrats and particularly communities of color and minority groups and low-income groups have become the power brokers in the state. Really, the only hope for any climate policy is at the state level. And the only real hope at the state level is in states where there are enough Democrats to create a majority. That's the sad truth. I think bipartisanship is probably off the table now for the foreseeable future. So you get it done where you can get it done. I think that's what they would say.
So who's the big winner or the big loser last night? Obviously, 732 lost, but what's the big picture?
To me now, the big picture is just bad across the board. It's not just U.S. action that's on the line here. It's the entire international effort to tackle climate change was resting very heavily on U.S. action. Obama's willingness to back up his promises and his pledges with real action is what I think brought people together in Paris and what fortified other countries to take action. And if the U.S. is off the table completely and in terms of climate action, it's not just that U.S. efforts to reduce emissions are going to collapse. I worry that the entire international effort could fall apart.
That's David Roberts of Vox.com. He spoke with KUW's David Hyde about the future of climate policy after Donald Trump's election and after Washington state voters rejected a carbon tax measure.